wasn't nearly as fun as all those depictions of the post-apocalypse led us to believe. But in the ruins, we came across a miracle. A seaworthy ship, big enough to take us all on board, with a destination already charted. A tropical island resort, completed just before the end times, and untouched by the apocalypse. Now, after a long voyage adrift, we're finally here. Swing open those cabin doors and welcome yourselves to our new beautiful home, the Arman Hotel.
See, I knew exactly what would happen. You don't know what to do. Applause, obviously, for our new venue, finally! I mean, we only waited until the actual apocalypse in the general world at large, like we were weirdly psychic, and the downfall of the entire building, quite literally. But we're here, and you're here, and it is Halloween weekend! Welcome to Furpocalypse! Welcome back to all of you who have been here before. Not literally here, of course, because this is our first time here, and yours. Unless you've been to a bunch of cons here that we don't know about, which would be weird. We're the first con of our kind in this venue. They are totally not used to our crowd. So if you've been getting kind of some strange looks walking around, it's because they've literally never seen you before. But that means you have an opportunity to make a good impression, right? Good impressions. It's all about good impressions. Especially here, because, like I said, quite seriously, they have never dealt with a con like us before. This is totally new to them, just as the venue is new to us. So, be nice to the employees. Be courteous. If they shyly walk up and they're like, "Can I get a picture with you?" Just know that it took some bravery on their part to go ahead and do that, and gladly take the picture with them, if you are comfortable, of course. But generally, really, make everybody here feel welcome. Let employees know they're doing a good job, and we thank them, because they're a little overwhelmed. We're all a little overwhelmed coming in here, but everybody is really pulling together. The staff in the Arman, the Holiday Inn, and Furpoc. And we thank you for your patience every step of the way in doing so. Now, that established, we have a whole lot of information that we need to go through, and fast, because everybody is itching to get on with the show. But we are also on vacation. We survived hell, I believe, for like, what, 2 years and change? So, let's have some drinks! All of you might have noticed, we have a nice bar in the lobby. Some of you have taken advantage of it, and you might have seen these spiffy cups that we have that you might be able to go ahead and get a drink into. So, if you don't mind, to go ahead and establish the mood, I'm gonna go ahead and get some of this started and enjoy myself with some sips while we go over things, because it is casual. I know, we should be very, very professional about this whole ordeal. We just came back, but, shit. Right. I love my claws, but they're not the most practical thing. Silver? Oh, thank you. He was right there. Give it up for our con chairman, Silver Wolf.
I gotta get organized too. You need a hand there, Nick.
Yeah, I do need a hand. So if you can go ahead and crack these open. Oh, that's not my drink. There we go. High noon. Ooh. Even the microphone recognized me saying high noon was kind of crazy. But, okay, thank you very much for cracking those open. Like I did mention, we have the bar this year, and you are all free. Well, not all of you. you have to have a wristband, you have to be 21, which you can pick that up in ConOps, but if you've done that, please feel free to stop by our bar and have as many drinks as you can take.
And by the way, if you do want to drink at the bar, stop by ConOps to get a 21-plus wristband. The bar will not serve without that wristband, but you can go get it all day long. It's going to be a different color each day. So make sure in the morning or around when the bar opens at 5 o'clock, stop by ConOps. We'll verify your ID and give you a wristband.
And after you go ahead and collect your drink and walk around, you're probably going to be feeling pretty good about everything overall, getting into the party atmosphere, enjoying the new venue, trying to make it feel like home. Like I said earlier, everybody is a little bit new to this and new to us. What we want to stress about this venue is that this is an independent hotel. It is a special hotel. We urge you to please respect the venue as we know you will. We are exceptionally good as a fandom at leaving places better than we found them, especially when we pull together and keep it in mind. We are guests in somebody else's house. All right, this is not just another branch hotel. This is an independent and special place. So we urge you, please respect the venue. If you see anybody disrespecting the venue, please go to ConOps and let somebody know. Let's all leave this place better than we found it. And also, when it comes to seeing things and saying things, there are some things we'd rather have you not say because you didn't see them. I'm sure that you all noticed that the lobby is gorgeous, right? And there's a lot of windows in there, aren't there, Silver?
Oh, yes, there are.
A whole lot of windows looking into a whole lot of your rooms. And we love the decorations. We really, really do. And I personally understand the love of putting on a show. Otherwise, I wouldn't be up here. But
what kind of show?
What kind of show indeed? You have curtains in all of your rooms, especially where the windows meet the lobby. Depending on what is happening and how you are celebrating the weekend, we implore you, keep the show to limited seating through the door. If you give all access, someone will happily catch it and let all of Twitter see it too.
I'll never live down those days.
It's okay. It was under a different suit, different name. Now shut up on my head.
Hey, my alias.
But seriously, decorations, fursuit heads, cute things, Among Us light ups that really made me bust a gut in line getting my room keys. That was a good one. Those are all acceptable. Everything else, use your discretion. Be smart about it. Have a great time. But if you're having a really good time, close those curtains.
All right. Well, keeping a little bit on the hotel, I just wanted to thank absolutely everyone for being as patient as you were through the check-in process yesterday. I know there were a lot of hiccups. There were several people who had a tremendous amount of trouble due to some miscommunications between the Armand and the Holiday Inn. Unfortunately, when you have a hotel that is one building but two flags, there can be some communication breakdown. So we suffered a little bit of that yesterday. It's been mostly cleared up today. It will be finished getting cleared up today. But I just wanted to thank everybody for being as patient as you were as we resolve those situations. And if anyone is having additional issues or anything with their hotel rooms or getting them, please do come to ConOps. We will assist you through anything and everything. That was about it for that. ConBooks was the other announcement. I know a lot of you through Reg looking for the ConBooks. Unfortunately, we had an issue with our printer. They are arriving here today. So if you did want a ConBook,
They will be available in registration later this afternoon for you to go and pick up, and you can just go in there and we'll happily give you one.
We have had some questions about the layout of the hotel and where things are. We understand that it is difficult to figure that out without a con book. Right now, I can tell you that through our Twitter, Afropocalypse Inc., we do have an image up of the map. So if you need to consult something, go ahead and grab it. You can download it to your phone and consult it whenever you need until you grab that con book. We also have some printouts of the map over at ConOps that we had made up. So if you need a paper version now or something that you can travel with, you can go ahead and grab that. Especially when it comes to things like our trick-or-treating event happening tonight, 7 to 9. It's good to know when things are and what's happening. On Twitter as well, we have links to our SCED app. SCED?
F-P.
It's the
2022 dot, I call it SHED and I keep getting yelled at for it, .com.
SHED goes in your backyard!
Yeah, but spell it right. I don't know.
The schedule.
So our schedule is available online. We're actually going to be putting up QR codes to make it easier to get. We'll have those up. It also does contain a map, by the way.
Yes.
It does contain a map. By the way, if anybody's feeling peckish, didn't get a good breakfast this morning, or you're thinking about lunch right now, we do have some exciting news. You might have scoped the area around for possibilities of eating. We thought it would be a great idea to make food come to us this time around. So, our lovely social media manager reached out to as many food trucks as he could. And you wouldn't believe it when he was told by some of them, you have how many people coming? Oh my God, I killed it for that. We killed for that. But we can't serve a crowd that size. We're not ready. So, the problem was not attracting attention. The problem was how huge furry cons are. But we did get some gentlemen's agreements from some of them that they would be coming by. We don't have it on paper. We do not have a schedule. So, once again, we urge you to keep checking out things like our social media for announcements. If we find out that the food trucks have arrived and they're coming around, we'll go ahead and let you know.
Yep. We actually, I don't know if any of you are local, the Wharf in New Haven is famous for its food trucks. So we went down there and we blanketed them with a bunch of FurPoc flyers and just said, come on down.
So we might get some delicious surprises later today and tomorrow and Sunday.
We have at least two confirmed food trucks that are going to be here through today through Sunday.
Perfect. Okay, so we'll give you all updates, or you just keep an ear open, and somebody might walk by you talking about the food truck that just stopped by, or walk right in front of you with food, and you're like, oh, okay, forget the plans I just made, we're going outside. Now, about things happening inside, we do have our fursuiting events.
Yes, we do. We have our fursuiting parade, which will be happening tomorrow, Saturday, right? My days are a blur at the moment.
Yes.
1 to 2 p.m. Fursuiters will be staging in here at 12:30, following up with a group photo, which depending on weather or actually, was it decided it's going to be inside? I think it's going to be in the lobby.
All I know is I will be here leading it, and I will know the route.
Awesome.
So, we'll find out. And of course, we are always keeping an eye on the weather for things like the fursuit parade, because we do like to go outside for these when it allows.
We like the drone shot.
We love the drone shot.
We want to let time have his little toy.
It's also the fursuit games, correct?
Oh, yes, yes. How could I forget? The fluffy flying... I didn't get the time, though, because I...
That will be on Sunday, I do believe, earlier in the morning. It usually is about, I think, 11 a.m. Don't quote me on that right away, but it is on the SHED app.
We're going to rebrand them SHED.
And it's shedding season.
It is 11:30 in the morning.
But if you're going to be participating, and this is your voice of God speaking to give you further updates and corrections, hello. 11 o'clock is when you want to show up if you would like to participate in the Fursuit Games. The actual games will be beginning at 11:30. Thank you.
Thanks, Red Lion.
Thank you. There is another... There are more events happening.
It's the ghost of the Red Lion.
Yeah, I like to go as to be known as Red. Thank you. You're not carrying any diseases, are you, ghost?
That's not what they mean.
Well, no comment. You don't have to disclose that.
I'm just waiting for my head to start spinning around. Green.
It was also a good time to remind you about having your COVID booster for reasons.
Yeah, all right. So, as for other events, like events inside, you might have noticed, if you've been checking out the schedule and our postings, that things are a little bit different this time around when it comes to our dances. Saturday night are the dances as you usually know them. Sunday night, October 30th, Devil's Night, is a bit of an 18-plus event that is open for everybody, but tonight is a very special event, the Prowl event, which is very strictly 18+. And you can wear all sorts or not all sorts of things to that.
At least something.
At least something. You know what? You know how my speech earlier about the windows? It's that kind of thing. Is have a curtain where there needs to be a curtain, but basically anything else goes. Except leashes. Literally, do not use the leashes, okay? Because that is a hazard to the person that you are handling, to you, and to anybody who suddenly finds themselves throttled by a leash.
Thank you.
Been there, done that. Not pleasant.
We'd also like to remind you that you are no photos outside of designated areas, and that proper attire should be worn in all public spaces, but private bits should be covered at all times. Thank you.
And for more information on the rules regarding that in specific, again, we do have the information available through Twitter. So check us out there. There's a little bit of a poster there specifically about the Prowl event.
Yep, there's also a lot. All that information is also in the schedule in Shed.
And if you do have any issues throughout the weekend, we do have security and con ops.
Yep, stationed in the same room as registration, we have our security and con ops group. That will be there to support you from at least, I think it's 8 a.m., it's 9 a.m. until midnight. And then after that, if you do need any assistance, there's the front desk or emergency services if you need something. But we will be around. Unfortunately, we were not able to keep con ops 24/7 this year as we had in the past. So that is going to be one big update there. We need our staff to sleep. Right? And I went to bed at 5 a.m. this morning. So
you know that website you all like? 621? 6 hours of sleep. 2 meals and 1 shower a day. That's where it comes from.
Really?
No, it's actually like okay. The code for sodium. It just happens to match really well.
All right. Hey, I'll go with it.
And also, we have just a few items on here before we go ahead and grab a couple new faces to show you up here. We have the Freestyle Dance Fight this year, in addition to the dance competition, which is really cool. And I have exact copy to read from the organizer for you. So, Apocalypse is hosting its own freestyle dance tournament for the first time this year. If you've ever seen Floor Wars at AnthroCon, you know how hype these events can be. Dancers will be battling each other in a single elimination tournament. If you are a dancer and interested in competing, show up here at 10 a.m. for prelims Saturday. Attendees are welcome to watch the prelims for freestyle. Doors are open at 10:30. Yeah, these are prelims that you can watch, so you can get more than one showing. Freestyle finals will be 3 p.m. Sunday, and I will be there hosting along with the organizer, just as I will with Dance Comp, because I hate to miss anything that is a dance competition. And this
This is going to be electrifying. Honestly, AC this year was the first time I saw any of these things in person when it comes to the freestyle dance fight type of thing. Oh my god, it's so different from Dance Comp. It's so cool. If you've never seen it before, please go. We also have our live stream in case you can't come to any event. So if for some reason this place is filled up or you're out to lunch or somewhere, go ahead and check out our live stream. Again, you can get that through the Twitter. It's also a pretty easy link to remember once you actually get the address.
Furpocalypse.tv.
That simple. And also, finally, this one is really important. We need volunteers, guys. We love our volunteers, and our staff is doing a great job, but in the return year, you know, sometimes people hang on, sometimes people don't, sometimes people just can't make it. So if anybody wants to volunteer, just a few hours are extremely appreciated. Seriously. You can go to ConOps, the desk on the left, like straight ahead of you, will be the station to go ahead and volunteer. It is way more appreciated than you know.
Yep, we've got some good perks. You can get t-shirts.
Patches.
What? Patches? Yes, volunteer, special volunteer patches. You cannot get them any other way than volunteering. You can see front at ConOps about all the various things that you can earn through different hours. We pretty much need help in every department, so if you have a interest, you can select, like, oh, I want to go work in video gaming or tabletop. And speaking of new things this year, we have always offered photography, but this year we have a much bigger, more amazing setup that is in the hallway between the Armand and the Holiday Inn. It's that enclosed glass hallway. We have an amazing photo studio this year, brought to us by Sven. So he'll be in there running it for all weekend. Stop by, get some pictures taken. It's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, if you know the name Sven Fennig, you already know. It is phenomenal. And just the drop that was created for the background, wow.
Just don't offer to tote his gear around. He's got way too much.
All right, so thank you so much for allowing us that huge exposition dump. Now, let's go ahead and bring up some new faces.
On to the interesting stuff, and I'm going to go away.
It's time for our charity. Kovu, please, can you come up with our charity ambassadors?
How's everybody doing? Heck yeah, I've been waiting for years to do that. All right, so I am Kovu, the director of charity. This is Mel from Q+. They do a lot of work here in Connecticut with queer youth, uplifting, empowering, but why don't I let you explain very briefly the kind of work that you do.
Thanks, hi. I'm so excited. Last time I was here was like 4 years ago, and then, you know, COVID. And now we're back, and I'm really excited. Cool. Yes. All right, so I am the founding executive director of Q+. We started in 2019. We went full-time in 2021. Bottom line is we ask queer youth what they need, and then we make it happen. So sometimes the way that started was a lot of kids I knew were like, we wish we had an open mic. Like, a lot of open mics are 21+. We have nowhere to go. And I was like, I'm an adult. I can sign paperwork. Let's do it. Here we are now. Yeah. So sometimes they just need a space to share their art. We do that. Sometimes they just need a space to hang out together and just be together in a safe social place. We do that. Sometimes they ask me to go to their board of ed meetings and yell at the superintendent, which is actually one of my favorite things to do. It's cathartic. Come hang out. We do that. We go into schools. We work with GSAs. We do professional development training in schools. There's like a range. It goes on and on and on. Please come to the table and talk to me about it, because I'm happy to talk to you about it. Or come to the Meet the Charity panel after this, panel room 1. Wow, my memory worked. I'm so excited. But at 2 p.m. So room one, but at two. We will be there, and I will talk to you about what we do for like a whole hour. I don't know. Yeah. Which will either be really exciting or scary. I don't know. You choose your own adventure there. But I look forward to seeing y'all there. I look forward to hanging out with y'all all weekend, and thank you very much for having me.
Hearing what you do makes me feel like I don't do enough, and that's terrifying to me. All right, just very quickly, some other events that we're doing, charity related. On Saturday, which is tomorrow at 2 p.m., Power Room 1, we're both doing Exploring Gender and Sexuality through Persona and Fandom, which is the longest panel title I've ever seen. But we're just going to talk a little bit about psych and soch and that kind of stuff. And then on Sunday, 6 p.m., is the charity auction. So please show up here in main events. There's a lot of stuff. I was up until midnight taking in items, and I'm sure I'm going to be taking in more items today. I hope to see you at all that stuff out and about. And then the very last thing I want to say is Bucket Brigade. Bucket Brigade, Bucket Brigade. Any fursuiters, please, the charity table, which is right outside main events, or the charity room, which is if you make a left next to the Headless Lounge, which is kind of perfect. Just stop by, fill out a very brief Bucket Brigade form, and then we'll send you out and just beg for money. Be cute and adorable and beg for money. It's all for charity, so I hope to see you there. And I guess I'm going to hand it back to...
Actually, there is one more thing about the charity that you forgot to mention. Our PayPal donation campaign. We are going to have a QR code up in charity and around the venue.
I should have remembered that because I printed those out.
Oh, good. I thought I had to do that. I set it up, but we are looking through the PayPal. You can make donations incredibly easy. And if we can raise $10,000, Kovu gets to do something fun yet unspeakable to me to be determined at closing ceremonies. I don't know what his imagination will come up with, but it's not going to end well for me.
You're doomed.
It's going to be okay, Silver. It's going to be okay. But really, no, it's really not. You really got to want to make sure you're there for that.
All right, that's all I got for charity. Check out the table and the room, please. Mel and Ace will be there. Questions, whatever. Bucket Brigade, please. Fursuiters, please. I can't do it because I'm too busy. All right, but I'm going to head it back over to Nick. All right, back to the cats. Back to the cats.
Thank you, Kobu. Thank you, Mel. Thank you, all of you, in advance, for all the good work that you'll be doing for our charity and all of your donations, because, as you all know, the fandom thrives on charity. One of the only reasons that we can ever put on conventions in the first place, annually, year to year, is because we are charity donors. So supporting the charity is the best way to keep the con going. So thank you in advance, and if anybody does want to volunteer for the Bucket Brigade, especially the fursuiters, that would be extremely helpful. Now, you have not noticed, I am double-fisting microphones. Why? Because somebody else, there it is going to need this microphone in a moment. To somebody's, actually, our lovely guest of honor, Deadly Comics, and Cy Mallow. Come on up on stage, you two! Welcome to the convention. Thank you so much for coming by this year and making absolutely gorgeous assets for our convention. Any of you who have a shirt design made by Deadly Comics? A lot of you with the badge of our cheetah mascot having the huge fish that looks like it got pulled out of somewhere very, very strange? Sad Mama. And so much more. We'll be seeing a lot more art around the convention and through our con book when we open them. In any case, Enough of me. Time for some of you. Would you like to introduce yourselves? Say a little piece.
Hello, hello. Hi, my name is Siamalo, or Siamalo. There is no real way to pronounce it. It's not a real word. I am known for my expression sheets, so if you need a happy, angry, sad, anything, smug, that's the number one. I got you. I am a writer, I'm an artist, I am a painter, I'm kind of a jack of all trades in that thing. And I'm happy to be here. Thank you for having me.
Hello, my name is Dudley Comics. I use computers to make cartoons and then put them online. I was trying to think of other things to say, but that's all I got.
And they are awesome online creations, and sometimes they turn physical, like with our designs, and are freaking amazing. And you are both freaking amazing. Thank you so much for being our guest of honor and coming. And if anybody would like to go ahead and meet these two up close and personal, say hello, worship at their feet for the gods that they are. We do have our meet and greet in here after we close out the ceremonies. So, once we're done here, everybody filters out, and those of you who want to come back, please filter on in, and we will be here, and you can meet them. Let's go ahead and get you back to safety. It's a safe resort. We really think that we hit it out of the park when we found this place. Popping into the boat, seeing that there was already a destination. Totally new resort. Nobody using it. I mean, there was a weird cave system that we found, but we're not going into caves. We're not spelunkers. We're going to stay here, and we're going to party. We're going to have an awesome freaking time, because we deserve it after 2 years of misery. So, Silver, come on back, because it's time to go ahead and finish what we have started here.
All right. Well, I want to thank everybody for coming out and enduring our opening ceremonies. The last thing that I wanted to mention, through the trying past 2 years that we faced, through COVID, all sorts of unrest in the world, and the loss of some loved ones within our community, this year we are dedicating our con book and con to a former staff member who unfortunately passed away, Brunt Vera, and also to another prominent member of the community, friends of a lot of us, Cody. So we are dedicating this year to the two of them. And I just think it's important that in this day and age, with everything we're facing, between COVID, political and world unrest, that we take a moment and we think. We don't know what someone else is going through. We don't know what struggles they are facing. One of the reasons we have our charity, Q Plus, helping kids figure things out, not feel so alone. Give a little more love to one another. It goes a really long way. And on that note, let's declare the apocalypse officially started.
I like what you're saying. Spread love and local friends.
A toast.
A toast.